This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, along with Antonio Anderson, the new boys basketball coach at Lynn English High School. And Antonio, congratulations on getting the job. And tell us about the journey that has you ending up as a head coach at Lynn English.
I was working at my Franklin Parish University in New Hampshire. When the job opened up, reached out to some people in Lynn and just did some research and things like that just to see if, you know, it was something that I should go for. And it was a no-brainer. Being from Lynn and wanting to be back home and be around these kids and help these kids get better academically and athletically, it was an easy choice.
Absolutely. And I think it'd be great having somebody young like you, you know, as a kind of a role model for them and, obviously having the success that you have had. So tell us about that, you know, some of your experiences beyond high school at Lynn English and Lynn Tech and playing for John Calipari at Memphis and then on with some pro contracts.
Oh, definitely. College speaks for itself. It was an experience of a lifetime. Moving on from there, you know, playing professionally in the NBA and overseas, just life experiences that I can teach these kids and talk to these kids about. Let them know the importance of this more than Lynn. A lot of kids in this area growing up here, it's tough to get out of this city. It could be a mental block for some people. But I think for myself and the guys who I'm going to bring on staff, is we've all been out of Lynn. And I think it's helpful to those kids to see that and see positive role models and positive figures from the city that they're from make it out.
Now, who do you have on your staff?
Well, I have Trevon Berry Rogers, who played basketball at Merrimack. I have Corey Bingham, who played basketball at Toledo. I have Jarrell Bird, who played basketball at Wofford. I have Alvin Abreu, who played basketball at UNH. I have Dina, and I have a guy, Lou. So, you know, I have six people surrounding me who know basketball, know the city, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, I know some of those names. I think you have some height and some shooting in that group, don't you?
Yeah. Alvin and Corey are some very good shooters. And Trevon, those three guys can shoot the ball really well. And Trevon and Jarrell both graduated from Lynn English. So they can talk, you know, about the experiences there while they were there. And it's gonna be fun. You know, we know it's going to be challenging, but we're up for the challenge.
You know, I think it's important for kids, and I worked with in Lynn in the schools and in other towns too, and I look at, you know, being able to for kids to see a connection outside beyond high school and whatever that is. Sometimes it's a college career, other times it may not be, but it should be college, you know, or some kind of option other than college or whatever beyond high school. And that's something that I think you just kind of pointed out to me. It's not always that clear with some kids.
Oh, definitely. I think if kids can understand the importance of college and knowing you don't have to go to college to play basketball, you can go and be an engineer or a businessman or a policeman or whatever the case is. We're just going to preach and just have them strive for excellence in the classroom first and foremost. Because if you take care of that part of it all, the basketball part takes care of itself.
Tell me about some of the people that have influenced you as coaches, and when I'm responding to that, I know you as a player would respond to a coach, but thinking now as a head coach, you know, what is it that you take from certain people that you've dealt with? And you've dealt with a lot of different coaches now over the years. So, what do you take and from whom do you take it from?
Coach Cal is big time. Coach Callen, who's at Kentucky, and Coach Paston, who's at Georgia Tech. Are two people who I look up to a lot. They taught me, you know, as a player, how to handle certain things, and as a coach, how to handle certain things. But it's been awesome, man. My 3 years coaching college basketball with Coach Lavangie, who's now at Curry, the head coach at Curry College, Coach Harvey at Salem State, Coach Chadbourne at Franklin Pierce. You know, you learn something from each of them. They all bring different things to the table that you love, and I'm going to take pieces from each and every one of them and incorporate that in my coaching style.
Now, you mentioned earlier how you played overseas. You played in Germany. Does that sound right? And tell me about that. What is that like? You know, it's one thing to play high school basketball and play in the area here, or to go to college and play different colleges, you know, within your league. But going over there, everything is just totally different.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. There's a big difference. You know, you practice twice a day. Practice a long 3-hour day. It's just a grind. But Germany, I was in a fun city. You know, you got to see things and do things and try different foods and things like that. Just being away from family and friends, it was tough. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do to provide for your family as well. So that was a big part of it, but I loved the game, and I had a great time over there.
So when was the last time you kind of were playing basketball then? The last time that you were playing basketball?
I played professionally probably 2013.
Yeah.
That's when I stopped playing, and then I got into coaching a year after.
Well, Antonio, anything else you want to share with us about, you know, taking this job and taking over the English High basketball program, which has obviously got a lot of potential and has a rich history as well?
I just want, you know, I want people to come out and support. I want to thank Tom Strange, the principal at Lynn English, Dickie Newton, the AD at Lynn English, for giving me the opportunity to take over at Lynn English. And just want people to come out and support. Support these young kids who are going to be... I'm going to set them to a high standard academically, and we're just going to try our best to make the city proud, make Lynn English proud, make the alumni proud, and do our best to make Lynn English High School make some noise in a couple of years.
All right, Antonio, great talking with you, and best of luck this year.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Antonio Anderson, the new head boys basketball coach at Lynn English High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.